the most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
So I will never give up.
To be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up.
And that speech, "Don't give up, don't ever give up," has created what we're here today.
Because of all the donations, research, and support, mine is one of the lives that's been saved.
Thanks for being a part of it and allowing it to be a part of you. It is ESPN Radio. Jay Wins, Freddie Coleman together with you this morning on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80 ESPNU, and also presented by Progressive Insurance by telling your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. It's one of our favorite days of the year, ESP Day, all about the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Like we mentioned, anytime you want to donate, please do not hesitate. All you have to do is go to v.org/donate. That is v.org/donate now, excuse me, by supporting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. He's one of our favorite people, not just a favorite anchor, one of our favorite people. He is David Lloyd, does a great job hosting SportsCenter, great job. Always on Twitter at David Lloyd ESPN. Number one, glad to see you. How you doing, by the
way,
young man?
It's been a while, guys. Yeah, it's good to see you, too. First of all, I feel slightly overdressed. I mean,
don't.
The invitation
yes,
said
don't.
Formal you wear, okay?
Yes.
So that's what I showed up.
And did it say formal wear? I mean, you always look fly.
Exactly.
You always look fly.
There's no doubt about that. No, there's no doubt about that.
Fresh off the sports.
I've been calling you DL for the longest time. You're like, why do you keep calling David Lloyd? I'm like, it's DL. I'm like, because that's his street name.
I like that.
It's his culture name.
The cred name always works.
Ready? Please call me DL.
I will call you DL.
David Lloyd on the download.
We got DL Hughley, we got DL David Lloyd in the studio, so those things correlate, those things work together. And on a day like today, speaking of correlations, a lot of people have dealt with cancer. They battled cancer. But as a parent, your daughter battled cancer at a very young age. For those who don't know the details, what happened and what was that like for you as a parent seeing your kid go through something like that, David?
It was horrific. It was like 24/7 low-level terror. All the time. Just to give you an idea, so we have 3 kids. This is our youngest daughter, Eden. She was at 3 years old, she started to get really clingy again. And, you know, we'd peel her off our leg and say, you know, stand up on your own and everything. And she just kept being like that. And then she started, out of nowhere, started falling down.
Okay.
She'd fall down. We'd pick her up and she'd fall down. She said, I'm all right. But we started to figure out something's going on here. And then she started having really bad headaches. And well, there was a misdiagnosis in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. But we had an MRI done, and they found a pretty good-sized tumor in the back of her brain. And she needed emergency brain surgery. Basically, the spinal fluid was being blocked, which causes her loss of balance. Mm. So are you guys both parents?
Yes, we are.
Yes, so you could understand.
Parents
just
of 3.
Like, whoa.
Yep.
So she had 9 hours of surgery. It went well. They got the whole tumor out. It was great. She's in the ICU afterwards. And the brain surgeon, a guy I've gotten to know very well over the years, good man, says jokingly, you know, I'm going to bring in an oncologist. You're going to meet him once. You'll never see him again. Because 97% of the time, you take a tumor out like this and you remove it fully resected. It's all gone. You're not going to have any need for anything else. You're good. Well, we turned out to be in the 3% that needed more help. So, and this is sort of how the V Foundation gets into all of this. We started doing chemo treatment, which, as you know, is a toxic thing to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a high incidence of allergic reactions. So, but you're going to have a reaction one way or the other. So we give her the first treatment, and this is your frontline treatment. This is the A game, you're going to go after this cancer. And she started having terrible fevers and getting sick. And we'd rush her back to the ER. They'd put her back on her feet again. And we'd go in for the next infusion. And it happens again. And we're starting to be like, is this how it's going to be?
Right.
And the doctor said, we're going to give this one more try. And then we're going to sort of assess. Because she might be allergic to whatever we're giving her. Turns out she was. So 20 years earlier, if that's your plight, you don't really have a plan B. You know, what are you going to do? Thank God that we did, and it's because of the V Foundation and other organizations that are researching cancer. So they put her on a second treatment. It's not their best, but they're going to give her this. And That was 11 years ago, and she is doing great right now.
Oh,
she just had an MRI
fantastic.
About a month ago. The tumor, she still has a tumor. She's always going to have a tumor in her brain, but it's not moving. It's not growing. And we were told, so she was going through this when she was four. We were told at the time, if you get to be about 20 years of age, the tumor starts to lose its life. It starts to die. So you got to get there. When you're four, that sounds like a 16 years.
Yeah.
Like, how, we can't make it through till Tuesday. We got to go 16 years with this. But we're starting, my wife and I are starting to exhale a little bit.
You know,
just after this latest MRI. I guess my point in talking to you about this, guys, is that it's so important that you have options when you have a cancer. And her cancer is a weird way to put it, but it's one of the more common brain tumors you're going to have in pediatric patients. So they have developed enough stuff, enough ways to things to throw at this to have options if there are allergic reactions like that. So,
David, can I ask you a question as a parent? And by the way, thank you for your vulnerability and sharing that with
us. Sure.
Those things are never easy. How did you provide strength to her? Obviously, as a parent, right? You know, I'm a parent of three young kids. Freddie's a parent. And I think I've yet to go through anything, you know, significant with my kids as it relates to health. But I often wonder, like, in moments of difficulty, how do you become that strength? And how did you sustain that, not knowing?
You know, a lot of times I didn't feel strong, Jay. I felt like I was, like, a wreck. I found myself... I'm not an angry person, and I found myself losing my temper at the stupidest things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, something is happening inside of me. But you have to, like, keep the main thing, and that was to be there for not just her but our other kids and try, you know. Every day was a challenge. It definitely was. And thankfully, I'm talking about this in the past tense, and I'm so grateful that we're at this spot. But back in those days, like, these are the days when, you know, I'd be talking to you, we would talk college hoops and stuff, and I was, like, compartmentalizing, doing my job, but you go home and you're like, you know, all hell's breaking loose.
Wow.
So I don't know if I was strong. I know we got through it, but I hope that we were able to provide at least some sort of stability for our family at that time, because it felt like every day was a train wreck.
Wow.
You know?
No. Great stuff by David Lloyd, Sports Center host. Hit him on Twitter, David Lloyd ESPN, joining us in studio. Jay Williams, Freddie coming together on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. I can't even imagine the family dynamic that can shift very quickly involving something like this, because you have two other kids to care for, but that one's going to get most of the attention because of what she's going through. How did your kids deal with that? Because it's one thing for a parent to have those kind of emotions. Kids' emotions aren't really fully formulated to decipher what is supposed to be and what's not supposed to be. How did you guys go through that as a family?
Yeah, so it's one of the more painful sort of sub-elements of this whole thing is that you feel like you really just can't quite give your other children what they need. And so you're spending 75% of your time trying to take care of your sick child. And so I have an older boy and a middle girl. And the boy was sort of classic boy, you know, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to throw my life into sports and just wouldn't talk about it, you know.
Suppress it.
I'm just going to plow ahead. But you could still see it. You know, he was a 10-year-old at the time. So you could sort of see him trying to be a tough guy but struggling with it. And our daughter was much more sort of nakedly emotional and, you know, holding on to us. Don't go. You know, we'd have to take Eden to the hospital, and she'd be like, please, you know, be grabbing us, please don't go. Don't,
right.
You know, we have to leave her with neighbors and stuff. It was always just these, I'd call them nightmarish, you know, like I look back on those days and I can't believe we were going through that stuff because it was awful. You know, all of it was awful. And I was back on the fifth floor at CCMC, Connecticut Children's Medical Center, a couple of weeks ago. And you're sitting in the waiting room, and it's all coming back. It's like, man, I spent so much time in here. And you, if you spend any time at all there, and you think you have any troubles, you go up there and you see these poor kids. They got no hair. They're in wheelchairs. They look like they're 80 years old. I mean, it's just, it's a very tough road that these kids have to travel. And it's certainly, I mean, we always talk about putting things in perspective. I mean, you cannot help but go in there, just think, I got no issues, you know, no problems whatsoever after what these kids are going through. So I don't know if I answered your question.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Trying to get at it there.
So, David, you came off that, and then, I mean, Stuart Scott passed away in 2015.
Yeah.
How did...
God, I mean, every time you see someone in your life that is dealing with cancer, it immediately gets magnified in your eyes. And then you see Stuart, and you were asking about strength earlier. I mean, what that guy... just the way he persevered and just sort of tried to almost ignore the cancer and fight through it. And, you know, he was doing, was it all the kickboxing?
He was still hosting shows.
Yeah. Yeah, doing MMA and everything. Oh, yeah.
Just unbelievable. The workouts he was going through. And, you know, we all, there's somebody who said once, no one's really battling cancer. You're trying to survive cancer. But I mean, if it's possible to fight cancer, Stuart was doing it. You know, just he was amazing. And I think we have a tendency to say that anyone who has cancer or dies from cancer, they're amazing. And maybe that's true, but there's different levels of amazing. Hmm. And to me, Stuart was incredible.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah, when I mentioned the V Foundation, and it means so much to so many different people, real quick, David, what does the V Foundation, what they're doing mean to you?
They're like, I don't know, heaven sent or something. You know, what they're trying to do is what people have been trying to do for decades now with cancer. And it seems like kind of, I don't know if we're getting to a tipping point in with all cancers, but in a lot of cancers, you can beat them because of the money that's been pouring in, the way the Foundation is using it. And so when Eden was sick, I became a pretty good – I didn't have a doctor's degree, but I could talk my way around some medicines.
Right.
I was researching, and I was calling guys at MD Anderson. I felt like I was just – that was like my second job, is figuring out what's going to be the next treatment for Eden. And – it's amazing how many things are in the pipeline, how many different chemo drugs or immunotherapy or whatever it might be. And that is a direct correlation to what the V Foundation's doing. Wow. I mean, you think, oh, I'm writing a check. By the way, I need to write my check to the V Foundation. I'm glad I talked to you guys. You're writing your check and you think, okay, I'm doing a nice thing. It's for charity. Boom. But really, they're taking that money and they're funding clinical trials, and they're doing studies. And so if you want to fight cancer, it's the way to do it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. By the way, the V Foundation has awarded over $68.1 million in pediatric cancer research grants. That's 203 grants all time. And Dick Vitale, the Pediatric Cancer Research Fund, he continues to be a champion of the V Foundation's pediatric cancer research efforts. He's raised more than $11 million by himself in 2022. And believe me, David Lloyd is a testament to that, what the Pediatric Fund has been able to do for his family and his wonderful daughter, Eden. Always glad to see you, my brother. Keep up the strength and keep up the great work as well, my man.
Thank you, brother.
Great to see you guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening.
Oh, always. The great David Lloyd, Sports Center host. Like we mentioned, great follow on Twitter at David Lloyd ESPN. He mentioned our friend Stuart Scott and his speech and his strength. You can hear both of those things together if you keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU, part of SB Day 2023. And real quick, before we get to Stuart Scott's speech, we always talk about the numbers, and we just had David Lloyd, ESPN Sports, and the host. And I thought it was really cool when you said about not just donating money, but even he said, yeah, I got to write a check to the V Foundation. I wonder how many people think about that. Yeah, I got to do that because every little bit helps in the fight against cancer.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, how many times throughout the course of your day, Freddie, have you had these thoughts? Hey, I have to do that. And then you get to the end of the day and you say, damn it,
I didn't forgot.
Mm-hmm. So like for me, I stop. I'm like, okay, great. Right now, I'm doing it right now. So stop in your car.
Absolutely.
Pull over. You know, stop what you're doing, chores around the house. You know, stop sending out 8,000 emails. Take a moment to give to something that is helping millions of people. And obviously, hearing David's story, it broke me. I mean, like, I still find myself anxious right now that his daughter, Eden, is 15 years old. And they say that by the time you get to the 20-year-old mark,
right,
that you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5 years of anxiety. You know, it's something that it never goes away. So, and I'm so appreciative that he came on our show and shared that touching story and how it's moved him and his family.
Yeah, we're always appreciative of anybody sharing their story, like David Lloyd is able to do with his great daughter, Eden. The same thing with Stuart Scott, shared his story before he lost his life to cancer. By the way, you can go to v.org/Stuart to help the V Foundation achieve victory over cancer. And many people remember the speech by Jimmy Valvano. A lot of people remember the speech that Stuart Scott gave less than a year before his untimely death due to cancer. If you missed that, check out what Stuart Scott had to say. Stuart Scott had to say, we're going to play a little bit of it, but the impact is still going to be the same.
Every day I am reminded that our life's journey is really about the people who touch us. When I first heard that I was going to be honored with this reward, the very first thing that I did was I was speechless, briefly. I've presented this award before. I mean, I've watched in awe as Kay Yao and Eric LeGrand and all these other great people grace this stage. And although intellectually I get it, I'm a public figure, I have a public job, I'm battling cancer, hopefully I'm inspiring, at my gut level, I really didn't think that I belong with those great people. But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. The most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. Coach Valvano didn't. So to be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said. I listened to all that he said, everything that he asked of us, and that's to build the V Foundation. And let me tell you, man, it works. I'm talking tangible benefits. You saw me in that clinical trial. Now, here's the thing about that. Coach Valvano's words 21 years ago, helping me and thousands of people like me right now, direct benefits. That's why all of this, why we're here tonight, that's why it's so important. I also realized something else recently. You heard me kind of allude to it in the piece. I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
I'm always going to think about that when he said, when you die, you didn't lose. It's how you live. And nobody could embody that better than Stuart Scott by the way he lived, when it seemed like he beat it the first time and then had to beat it again. Unfortunately, he didn't beat it that second time. But he just kept living. He just kept fighting. He was not going to let it defeat him without him standing up and being counted instead of just lying down and let it just completely take over. You can always find that inspiration, even though that was able to, I don't want to say a losing battle, but a battle that he was unable to win. But he gave it everything he had and then some, and by standing on the shoulders of a lot of people, because we stood on his shoulders when he was going through that.
You know, Fred, I've never shared this story before. I was on campus, I want to say this is back in 2010. And a question that I get asked a lot is, you know, when you got into your accident, you know, what were you thinking? You know, obviously you're very in tune with your body. And, you know, I kind of reaccount going into the hospital and quickly recognizing due to all the doctors and the flurry around me that I was bleeding internally and that they needed to stop the bleeding in order to save my leg and save my life. Waking up, you know, a day later in a hospital room, relieved that your eyes are opening, but also in terror about what your eyes are actually seeing was one of the realest moments of my damn life. And fast forward a couple years, I told you about my draft party, things of that sort with Stuart Scott. We had a relationship. I see him here on campus and he's like, you know, Jay, what was the lesson that you think you learned throughout everything? It was a real question. It was random too. Stu hit you with random things sometimes on a very in-depth level. And I was like, you know, I felt like dying is inevitable. It's going to happen.
Right.
Like, but what I do while I'm here in this moment today, that matters to me.
Absolutely.
Matters to me. And just, I'm not saying I'm one of the reasons, but like hearing him say that and like learning, that's the best lesson I've ever learned. What you're doing with the time that you have here right now, it means something. How are you using it?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it? You know, and I think he's the epitome of that for me.
He proved to everybody that you can live and not just exist. When it comes to Stuart Scott, a lot of people exist. Other people live. Stuart Scott did not exist. He lived. And like we mentioned, he was a champion for cancer research. He was especially driven to improve outcomes for minorities disproportionately affected by the disease. And thanks to ESPN's help, the V Foundation has awarded over $16 million in grants from the fund since 2015. That totals to 54 grants. And specifically, these grants funded through the Stuart Scott Fund are directed research focused on racial disparities in cancer outcomes, as well as general cancer research led by scientists from underrepresented groups. Like we mentioned, go to v.org/Stuart. That is v.org/Stuart. With my man Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU presented by Progressive Insurance. And the V Foundation continues to do great things. And the CEO has been a big part of that. He'll join us next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
He is Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on your smart speaker by playing ESPN Radio and ESPNU. It is always a special day when it comes to SB Day 2023, and a big part of the V Foundation are the people behind it doing everything they can to use resources to try to do everything to eradicate cancer. But they have a great hashtag, Victory Over Cancer. St. Jacobson is the V Foundation CEO. Hit him on Twitter at the VCEO. Joining us here on ESPN Radio. Number one, thank you for the kind words. You hit us up on Twitter by thanking us for the great coverage today. It's because of people like you, Shane. And how much does a day like this really, really mean to you?
Hey, Freddie. Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me back. It's great what you're doing today. And it's really an inspirational day for the entire cancer fighting community. Of course, we're out here for the ESPYs this week. Jim's speech, you're chronicling it all day. A powerful moment 30 years ago in the the hope and the inspiration and the spirit that comes with something so awful that is cancer is really one of the hallmarks of the V Foundation. And we've raised $310 million for cancer research in our 30 years. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep going until we can close the doors of the V Foundation.
What a staggering number, Shane. $310 million in the 30 years. That's incredible. What's something about the V Foundation that people don't recognize or realize, that obviously you living this in and out every single day, that you have awareness about that people maybe don't?
Jay, our scientific advisory committee is incredible. So when you give to the V Foundation, we all know 100 cents on every dollar goes directly to cancer research. We can give at v.org/donate. 100 cents on every dollar flows through the V Foundation to a 25-member scientific advisory committee. These are 25 individuals leading cancer centers across the country, leading research centers across the country. They have their hand on the pulse of the future of cancer research. Most people don't have enough time to go find the best research. They may not have the best knowledge and experience to be able to pick and choose the best from better options. So we source our research projects from 72 National Cancer Institute designated cancer centers coast to coast. Hundreds of ideas come into us. Best of the best ideas at each one of these cancer centers, guys. And our review committees and this advisory council, they pick the cream of the crop. And we invest in that. And since 1993, yes, $310 million raised for cancer research. More important than that, the survivorship rates in this country have improved 33 percentage points over that same point in time. I mean, we're making great progress, but it's because of the donations. It's because of the research.
Outstanding stuff by Shane Jacobson, the V Foundation CEO. Hit him on Twitter, the V CEO, joining us here on ESPN Radio with Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Shane, I want you to stand right by because we have Kim Davis, who's the Executive Vice President of Social Impact at the NHL. She's joining us as well on the line. And Kim, we heard you have an announcement to make. What is that announcement, my friend?
We do. Good morning, and thank you for having me. This is such an important day. Later this evening, during the ESPYs broadcast, the National Hockey League, alongside the National Hockey League Players Association, is going to be announcing an unprecedented collaboration with the V Foundation as the new league fundraising partner of our Hockey Fights Cancer initiative, which has been in existence for 25 years. It's such an important and catalytic moment for all of our organizations to come together in the fight against cancer and to achieve victory over cancer.
Shane, you heard about that. What are your thoughts on what Kim Lee Davis and NHL getting together to really do everything they can to even continue to fight in the battle against cancer?
Yeah, we celebrate the National Hockey League and the NHL Players Association, 25 years of the Hockey Fights Cancer program. And for now, the V Foundation to help power that program and help raise more resources and arguably connect all that we do to what we all believe in, and that's the currency of hope, finding and building more survivors and survivorship. Hockey Fights Cancer to achieve victory over cancer. It's a tremendous partnership. We couldn't be more excited.
Hey, Kim, can you take us a little bit under the hood and kind of describe to us like what that means over time?
Sure. So we've been in this fight for 25 years. The Hockey Fights Cancer Initiative is the oldest cancer cause initiative in all of major sports. And so what we plan to do is to use the power of the ESPN platform, our broadcast partner in the U.S., alongside the prowess of the V Foundation and the work that they are doing across North America to continue to celebrate survivorship and thrivership and to raise more money in this fight against cancer. We know that more money is needed for us to finally end and eradicate cancer, and that is our hope.
One hope, and I'll start with you, Shane, and then Kim, you can weigh in after that. When you have these forces coming together, whether it's the V Foundation on one side with you, Shane, and Kim on the other side, the NHL, how much inspiration do you guys find saying that, yeah, we are doing the right things, we're on the right path? Shane, start first, and then Kim, weigh in after that.
Yeah, we're inspired by what the NHL has accomplished, and so I think it's a natural opportunity for us to bring together the great resources of our organizations, of course, in partnership with ESPN. I think it's more than just the numbers. It's actually getting into and connecting with fans, connecting with cancer patients, cancer caregivers. We're going to be raising a tremendous amount of money for cancer research. Let me just give you one quick example. We're currently funding a project, and we're going to fund more and more of these together with the NHL, at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. We're funding an effort that's connected to immunotherapy and neuroblastoma, cancer in a space connected to the brain, based on research that we're funding right now. A connection of chemo immunotherapy is literally melting tumors away from several children's cancer journey. They're becoming cancer free, but not every child is benefiting from this. We need to do more research so that every child is cured of this disease. It's the partnership with the NHL that's getting us very excited about doing more and more and more of this together.
Kim?
When you think about the entire hockey ecosystem, from our NHL clubs to our players, our coaches, officials, employees, all of our corporate partners and fans coming together to inspire hope and to encourage those who are living with and going through and moving past cancer, this allows us to amplify that, to talk about it, to get people rallying around it, and again, to ensure that we can ultimately, as Shane and the VFIC Foundation always says, achieve victory over cancer. We are so excited about that opportunity.
Great, great stuff. And you heard the voice of Kim Davis, Executive Vice President of Social Impact of the NHL, and also Shane Jacobson, V Foundation CEO. Everybody doing everything they can to make sure we get together and continue to fight against cancer. Great stuff by Kim Davis and Shane Jacobson joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Shane and Kim, thank you so much, and continue to fight and keep the faith, okay?
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Great, great stuff. That's what ESB Day is all about, and more of that continues. Share your stories about going through cancer, dealing with cancer, overcoming cancer. We want to hear from you at Real Jay Williams. That's Jay's handle, my handle, Coleman ESPN. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESB Day on ESPN Radio continues, and also on ESPNU.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
It's ESB Day on ESPN Radio as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer. Visit v.org/donate to join the fight today.
Laugh, think, cry, baby.
Such a good song. Little 112 in the building.
Come on, man. I keep trying to argue this with people. I think it's one of the best catalogs there is out there, man.
The Bad Boy catalog?
Yeah. It's 112 catalog, man.
Between 112, Biggie, Total.
Total. Ooh, I forgot about
Craig
Total.
Mack.
Woo!
Craig Mack part of the Bad Boy label. Woo! I mean, Puff got it started, but he found some peoples.
Take that.
He did find some peoples. Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together. Thanks
Puff
for joining us this morning.
Some
on ESPN Radio.
What?
ESPN app.
We're building.
SiriusXM Channel 80 as well as ESPNU. Like we mentioned, it is ESB Day, the 30th anniversary of Jimmy Valvano's speech. Kicking off everything at the V Foundation for Cancer Research. We're going to share our thoughts in a couple of seconds, but Ken in San Diego at 888-729-3776. He has a story to share on this special day. It's always a special day here, part of the ESPN family and ESPN Radio. Ken, what you got, my friend?
Good morning. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it, and certainly thoughts here with everyone who's battling cancer. I thought I'd share Jimmy V's story, just to show you the quality man he was and what he meant to us. I grew up in New Rochelle, and my best friend and I used to go to Iona College basketball games when we were very young, and before Jimmy Valvano became the head coach there, and he certainly changed that program around. We used to go to games when, you know, there was no one in the stands. It was a ghost town. It was a small gym. It's kind of a high school gym. It had the old rubber floor. Mm-hmm. And my friend and I used to sit courtside across from the Iona bench because there was no one there. And they had just folding tables on the other side of the court crossing the benches. And so we just told the security guard one day, you know, be honest, we just told him we were writing for our junior high school and high school newspapers, and nobody said anything. And we sat there for every game for about 3 years until Jimmy Valvano came along and absolutely changed the program when he brought in a guy named Jeff Ruin to be the center. And they had a great year in 1977. They were ranked in the top 25, I believe, but at the beginning of the year, they beat Louisville in New York City in a big game. Iona certainly, and they actually got a home game on NBC on a Saturday afternoon. Bucky Waters and a couple others from NBC actually came to Iona College, a small little school in a small town, and did a regional game of Iona against Army. And my buddy and I go to our regular seats and courtside across from the Iona bench, and the place was packed, and there was media all over the place, and a security guard came up to us. And this is, you know, maybe about 45 minutes before the game. And the guard said, sorry, guys, you need a media pass to sit here on the floor. And we didn't have any media pass. And our high school newspaper writing didn't fly with him. And Jimmy Valvano saw what was going on. And he walked over to the guard and he said, these kids stay right there. And he let us sit there, not only for that game, but he used to come up to us and talk to us after other games for the rest of that year. Didn't know who we were, just recognized that we used to sit there. And he came and was able to allow us to sit at the courtside for the rest of the year and what happened to be their best year ever. I just thought, it stands with me. I'm 58 years old now, and I have a lot of respect for the guy.
Wow.
I got to tell you, Ken, as a guy who has, you know, played basketball at Duke and then been a professional athlete, one of the things that I've always, and you can't say this about everybody, there are certain individuals, though, that you watch. They just carry this blue-collar-like attitude and mentality.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what level of success they rise to, Freddie. They're always going to be that person. Like, and that's who Jimmy V was for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you feel uncomfortable. You feel shaky or you're nervous when you're around guys like this. But then when you start talking to him, you're like, wait a second. He's talking to me like I'm a normal Joe Smoke from around the corner.
Uh-huh.
And there are certain people that act that way, and you're like, thank you, Lord. That's what the epitome of success should look like. You can attain these crazy goals,
absolutely,
but still don't come across like you're better than me. Treat me like you're just like me.
Yeah. He had one of the great stories, speaking of Iona College in New Rochelle, New York, and he would go up to people and say, I'm Jim Valvano from Iona College. And somebody would say, how do you own a college? Because he would say it so fast, they thought he said, hi, I'm Jim Valvano, I own a college. I own a college. And they're like, how do you get a chance to own a college? And he realized that I got to slow that down because they think I actually own a college in New Rochelle, New York,
so
when he
good.
Was the head coach.
Hi,
I'm Jim Valvano. I own a college. Wait a minute. What college do you own? How do you own a college as an individual? You don't look like a priest. How can you own a college part of a Catholic church? One of those endearing things. And we hear so many endearing stories about what people go through or meeting people that impacted them, whatever they were going through, whether it's Jim Valvano, whether it's Robin Roberts, whether it's Stuart Scott, whether it's anybody that you know, they always talk about, okay, let's inspire them and motivate them. Plenty of times, they're doing that for people to help them along.
And we're talking about adults. I mean, obviously, there's a fight. But from somebody at Duke's cancer facility, when you go there, and we had to do this multiple times as a player, and I've done this in Chicago as well. When you see those little kids,
yeah,
I mean, it hits you regardless.
Right.
They're all humans. But when you see little kids and hearing the story of David Lloyd and what he went through with his daughter, Eden, and still what they're battling with that, and seeing these young people who are fighting for their lives at 5, 6, 7 years old,
yeah,
that changes you. That changes you. And I am begging people to stop what you're doing, call in, and give your money.
Absolutely.
Give your money to something that is changing the lives and creating hope and opportunity for millions of people around this world. That's what the Jimmy V Foundation is all about.
And 100% of what you give goes directly to the All-Star Cancer Research. It's working as hard as more than ever to find a cure. All you got to do is go to v.org/donate today. That is v.org/donate today. By the way, start your ESPYs night with SC Featured
at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. SE featured the speech, shares the details of Jim Valvano's life that became encapsulated in one incredible moment of determination to deliver his message to the world and launch a foundation that continues working to achieve his final dream, find a cure for cancer. Then it's the ESPYs at 8 p.m. Eastern Time right after that on ABC. It's going to be very interesting, as always, because more than ever before, when you have a V Foundation and an ESPY there that continues to gather steam and gather strength, even in these modern times, people will find a way. I look, for example, look at the Iowa Children's Hospital when they waved at the football players before the fourth quarter. That has become something that people can't wait to see every Iowa home game, because everybody knows exactly, to your point about kids dealing with cancer, and everybody's letting those kids know you are not going to be forgotten about. And that's, to me, has been the special factor of the V Foundation, to make sure people are not forgotten about, no matter if they're battling cancer individually or they know somebody that's going through that.
Well, then my friend just hit me. He's like, man, thank you for reminding me today I'm going to give. And I would just remind people out there that it's just not about today.
Absolutely.
Like, once again, like, you are donating to a cause that people are fighting for every hour of every single day of their lives. Like, there are people hearing David Lloyd talk about, yeah, my first job was like being more informed about the fight that my daughter was going against daily. I was able to compartmentalize that and do my job here at ESPN, but that was my primary job.
Yeah.
And that's all of our primary jobs. Like, what are we doing to save lives and protect our children's lives? So just remember that when you do give, like, hey, we're asking you today, but honestly, this is something we should ask ourselves every single day in order to keep this fight alive. And like you said before too, Freddie, the word relentless is the operative word here, okay? We need to have a relentless pursuit to figure this out, and that doesn't stop. That's every day.
Yeah, because so many people involving in that, they've been relentless. And believe me, it can be very hard to be that way. In the game called life, it can be very difficult to devote that time to be relentless, but people find that strength. They find that inner being inside of them that will not allow them to take a step back, will not allow them to have to take a seat back. Those kind of variables are necessary more than ever before, because cancer is not going to stop. We can't allow ourselves to stop and allow cancer to think they're going to keep getting steps and steps and steps ahead of us. We got to keep narrowing that gap as much as we possibly can.
So they've raised $310 million over 30 years. What a credible number. And that staggering number is continuing to build momentum. Yeah. And that's our job.
Yeah, that's why it's one of our favorite days here with ESPY Day 2023. Like we mentioned, go to v.org/donate. Also, you want to do that in the memory of Stuart Scott. You can do that as well at v.org/Stuart. That helps the V Foundation achieve victory over cancer. More ESPY Day coming up as Green with Mike Greenberg comes your way next. For Jay Williams, I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on ESPY Day 2023 on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.